Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the seventh parak of Masechus Chulin, and we're up to parak Zayin, Mishnah Hey. So it says in the Mishnah, give a nosha and a special lima gidin. If a given nosha is cooked together with other gidin, bismach makiru benasin tam, when you recognize which one it is, and you could just take the gidin nosha in, take the gidin nosha out, so take it out, and whether the other gidin are going to be us, or will depend whether there was enough of the gid to be nosin tam in the other gidin, v'im lav kulan asurin. But if you can't even tell which one is the gidin, then you're not allowed to eat any part of this tyroves. But the sauce that it cooked in is only going to be usher if the giranasha, if one of these gidin is large enough to be no same time into the sauce. And the same is going to be true if a piece of nevela or a piece of non-kosher fish was cooked with other kosher pieces. If you know which one is the usher one, take it out, and then the rest of them are only going to be usher if the trefa one was enough to be nosin tam, vimlav kulin asurus, and varotza be nosin tam. And if you cannot recognize which one was the trefa one, then they're all going to be asur, because you may be eating the trefa one at any time, and the sauce that it cooked in is only going to be asur be nosin tam. Mishnah vav, noeg betahora ve'ina noeg betameya. The issue of giranasha is only on a kosher animal. Rabbi Yehuda Amar af betameya. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, even on a non-kosher animal. Am Rabbi Yehuda v'alomi b'nei Yaakov neser giranasha. Rabbi Yehuda says, you know, from the already from the times of Yaakov Avinu, Gid Anasha became Aser. V'adai Mehemet Meimut Arislan. We didn't have Dinam of Kashrus at that time. So don't you see that Gid Anasha applies even to non kosher animals? So Amrullo, so the Chum said back, a very big Yisod. B'sinai Ne'emar Elishenichtav Bimakomo. This mitzvah only became obligatory at Har Sinai. It just tells the story, it just mentions the mitzvah in the context of Yaakov Avinu. So it doesn't mean that on account of Yaakov Avinu we have an issur of Gid Anasha, but from the time of Har Sinai we have an issur of Gid Anasha, and maybe the reason for that is because of what happened to Yaakov Avinu so much earlier on in history. So let's review what we learned today. So in Mishnah Hey, we said that the giranasha that gets cooked with other gidin, so if you recognize which one is the giranasha, take it out, and then the rest of the gidin are only going to be asr if it was enough to be nosing tam into them, and the sauce is only going to be asr if it was nosing tam into the sauce. And the same is true with other machalos asuros, like a piece of nevela or dag tame. If you recognize which one is the problem, take it out, and if it was not nosing tam into the rest of them, then they're kosher. If it was, then they're all treif. But the sauce also will depend on the nesinas tam or not. And again, if you don't recognize which one is the giranasha, which one is the nevela, which one is the dag tame, then you're just not allowed to eat any of the pieces, and the sauce will still depend on nosin tam. Mishnah Vav, we said that the giranasha applies to kosher, and it's a machlokas whether it applies to non-kosher animals, and Rabbi Yehuda's right that it applies to non-kosher animals, is that it was given already in the days of Yaakov Avinu, where there were no dinim of kosher, and the Chum responded, no, the mitzvah only became binding in the at Matan Torah. Okay, but next time we'll pick up with Perek HaLabasar, Perek Ches.